This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad meets Prachanda and KP Oli to discuss MCC Compact. Nepal-India Energy Joint Steering Committee meeting starting from today. And US President Joe Biden sanctions Russia over beginning of invasion. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khad held separate meetings with the coalition partner CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and major opposition CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli this morning to discuss the endorsement of the US aid project Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. The government has tabled the proposal on MCC Compact in the parliament. According to the secretariat of Minister Khad, during the meeting with Dahal held at his residence at Khumaltar in Lalitpur, the two dwelt on the contemporary political situation, addressing the parliament impasse and endorsement of the MCC among others. Minister Khad met former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli as well at his residence at Balkot in Bhaktapur and deliberated on the issues as discussed with Dahal, including the MCC. The incumbent government is effortful to forge a broader consensus among all the political parties for the endorsement of the MCC. The meeting of the Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party Parliamentary Party has started at the party's central office, Babar Mahal. Leader Lakshman Lal Karna shared that the meeting will discuss contemporary issues including the US aid grant agreement, Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC. Today's meeting of the party is expected to make public its firm position regarding the MCC. The party has so far remained in support of MCC. The party's parliamentary party has 13 members. A meeting of the Joint Steering Committee, JSC, consisting of Energy Secretaries of Nepal and India, is taking place in Kathmandu from today. The meeting is taking place in person after more than 2 years and will last for 2 days. Before the meeting of the secretaries, joint secretaries will hold a meeting of their joint working group, JWG, to prepare agenda for the JSC meeting. The JSC meeting will be led by Energy Secretary Devendra Karki on behalf of the Nepal government and Secretary Alok Kumar from the Indian side. The meeting will focus on the joint investment in an inter-country transmission line along with other hydropower projects. Popular folk singer and artist Jayananda Lama passed away this morning. Filmmaker and neighbor Sanjay Kutu informed that the 66-year-old Lama, who had been living in Kausaltar, Madhyapur Thimi Municipality 3, Bhaktapur, for a long time, was found dead in front of his house this morning. Lama has acted in more than 100 movies and dozens of TV shows and some music videos. Likewise, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed grief over the demise of famous folk singer, famous folk song collector, singer and actor Jayananda Lama. The president tweeted today that the demise of artist Lama has caused great loss to the Nepali art sector. In this hour of grief, President Bhandari paid tribute to the late Lama and expressed deep sympathy to the bereaved family. Similarly, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba tweeted today that the country has lost a true practitioner in the field of music, film and comedy due to the untimely demise of artist Lama. Expressing heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family, the Prime Minister expressed his deepest condolences to the bereaved family. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast there is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some parts of the country today. According to the division, due to the effect of the western low-pressure system, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is expected in some parts of the hilly areas of Sudur Pashim, Karnali, Lumbini and Gandaki province today. There is a possibility of light rain in one or two places in the hilly areas of the rest of the provinces and light to moderate snowfall in some places in the high hills and mountains of the Sudur Pashim, Karnali and Gandaki province. Light rain has been reported in one or two places in the hilly areas of the far western region due to the partial to moderate cloud cover in the hilly areas of the country. The The division has said that there is a partial cloud cover in the rest of the areas. According to the latest details of the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is 6.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 18.7 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. The United States has hit Russia with wide-ranging sanctions over what U.S. President Joe Biden called the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The moves include sanctions on Russia's foreign debt, meaning that the country can no longer raise money for its state financing from the Western financial institutions. The UK and European Union also announced a wave of sanctions against Russian banks and individuals earlier on Tuesday. It came after Russian politicians authorized President Vladimir Putin to send troops into two rebel-held parts of eastern Ukraine. Russia has recognized the regions as an independent, a move Ukraine said attacks its sovereignty. Western nations largely see the action as a pretext for a wider invasion. Hong Kong's government has ordered the compulsory testing of all of its 7.5 million citizens as the city battles surging coronavirus infections. Chief Executive Carrie Lam said residents would have to go three rounds of testing starting in mid-March. Hong Kong, which had been hailed for its pandemic control over the past 2 years, has seen an exponential rise in infections since the Omicron variant emerged. Tens of thousands of new isolation spaces are being created for those who test positive, but Mrs. Lam conceded the new measures may not succeed. The government has also struggled to persuade residents to get vaccinated, with a relatively low uptake among the elderly in particular. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Bal Krishna Khad meets Prachanda and KP Oli to discuss MCC Compact. Nepal-India Energy Joint Steering Committee meeting starting from today. And U.S. President Joe Biden sanctions Russia over beginning of invasion. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.